the trend is that your job is going to get harder. Do you think that's true? And if so, what are you going to do?
As you say, I mean, the number of people coming out of college who want to be teachers, I think 6 straight years of decline now from 2010 until today. So Colorado, for all of its upbeat energy when it comes to education, is lagging near the back of the pack nationally when it comes to state funding for education. So I think that that picture would need to change to fundamentally alter, say, the teacher salary landscape.
Are you paying teachers a livable wage?
I think we are. I think it's something that, like I say, it's a complex issue. So interestingly, if you look at state numbers or national numbers, teachers do better than their peers when it comes to their benefit package. In a rural situation, we simply don't have the highly competitive insurance environment that can drive those numbers down.
Can you talk a little bit more about the strategies you guys are thinking about employing to keep teachers here?
I think one of the things that we have to our advantage is the scenery. So if I go on Facebook with a picture of the Maroon Bells, I can get the attention of some of the best teachers in America.
So what are the ways that you reach out to people? I mean, what are the kind of networks that you tap into?
For the first time here over the past year, we've been doing a significant push with social media. And I'll, you know, try and seek out the best. Like I say, I go to the news media and I say, who is the Kentucky State Teacher of the Year? I want to know. So we are kind of actively going after certain particular teachers, whether that's LinkedIn or me just picking up the phone and cold calling people.
When you give your pitch, it sounds like you have a lot of very strong things to throw at them. I mean, what's the weakest part of your pitch?
Yeah, I think the one I'm the most prepared for that I hear the most about is housing.
What do you say?
Well, the number one thing is to recognize that this is a small market. So it's a low inventory market, but things change a lot. I think one of the main services I can provide as a recruiter for the district is to be plugged into that network. So for me to say, I know local realtors, I know local property managers, I can feed you listings if and when you accept a job offer from us, is a big part of my job.